آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله، السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله، السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين وابن سيد الوصيين، السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين، السلام عليك يا ثار الله وابن ثاره والوتر الموتور، السلام عليك وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك، عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار. يا أبا عبد الله لقد عظمت الرزية وجلت وعظمت المصيبة بك علينا وعلى جميع أهل الإسلام، وجلت وعظمت مصيبتك في السماوات على جميع أهل السماوات، فلعن الله أمة أسست أساس الظلم والجور عليكم أهل البيت، ولعن الله أمة دفعتكم عن مقامكم وأزالتكم عن مراتبكم التي رتبكم الله فيها، ولعن الله أمة قتلتكم، ولعن الله الممهدين له بالتمكين من قتالكم. برئت إلى الله وإليكم منهم ومن أشياعهم وأتباعهم وأوليائهم. يا أبا عبد الله إني إبليس لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة. ولعن الله آل زياد وآل مروان، ولعن الله بني أمية قاطبة، ولعن الله ابن مرجان، ولعن الله عمر بن سعد، ولعن الله شمرا، ولعن الله أمة أسرجت وألجمت وتنقبت لقتالك بأبي أنت وأمي، لقد عظم مصابي بك. فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثارك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله. اللهم اجعلني عندك وجيها بالحسين عليه السلام في الدنيا والآخرة يا أبا عبد الله. إني أتقرب إلى الله وإلى رسوله وإلى أمير المؤمنين وإلى فاطمة وإلى الحسن وإليك بموالاتك وبالبراءة ممن أسس أساس ذلك وبنى عليه بنيانه وجرى في ظلمه وجوره عليكم وعلى أشياعكم. برئت إلى الله وإليكم منهم، وأتقرب إلى الله ثم إليكم بموالاتكم وموالات وليكم وبالبراءة من أعدائكم والناصبين لكم الحرب وبالبراءة من أشياعهم وأتباعهم. إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم وولي لمن والاكم وعدو لمن عاداكم. فأسأل الله الذي أكرمني بمعرفتكم ومعرفة أوليائكم ورزقني البراءة من أعدائكم أن يجعلني معكم في الدنيا والآخرة، وأن يثبت لي عندكم قدم صدق في الدنيا والآخرة، وأسأله أن يبلغني المقام المحمود لكم عند الله، وأن يرزقني طلب ثاركم مع إمام هدى ظاهر ناطق بالحق منكم. وأسأل الله بحقكم وبالشأن الذي لكم عنده أن يعطيني بمصابي بكم أفضل ما يعطي مصابا بمصيبته، مصيبة ما أعظمها وأعظم رزيتها في الإسلام وفي جميع السماوات والأرض. اللهم اجعلني في مقامي هذا ممن تناله منك صلوات ورحمة ومغفرة. اللهم اجعل محياي محيا محمد وآل محمد، ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد. اللهم إن يوم عاشوراء يوم تبركت به بنو أمية وابن آكلة الأكباد، اللعين ابن اللعين على لسانك ولسان نبيك صلى الله عليه وآله، في كل موطن وموقف وقف فيه نبيك صلى الله عليه وآله. اللهم لعن أبا سفيان ومعاوية ويزيد بن معاوية عليهم منك اللعنة أبد الآبدين. ويوم عاشوراء يوم فرحت به آل زياد وآل مروان بقتلهم الحسين صلوات الله عليه. اللهم فضاعف عليهم اللعنة منك والعذاب الأليم. اللهم إني أتقرب إليك في هذا اليوم وفي موقفي هذا وأيام حياتي بالبراءة منهم واللعنة عليهم وبالموالاة لنبيك وآل نبيك عليه وعليهم السلام. اللهم العن أول ظالم ظلم حق محمد وآل محمد وآخر تابع له على ذلك. اللهم العن العصابة التي جاهدت الحسين وشايعت وبايعت وتابعت على قتله. اللهم العنهم جميعا. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار. ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. اللهم خص أنت أول ظالم باللعن مني وابدأ به أولا ثم العن الثانية والثالثة والرابع. اللهم العن يزيد خامسا والعن عبيد الله بن زياد وابن مرجان وعمر بن سعد وشمرا وآل أبي سفيان وآل زياد وآل مروان إلى يوم القيامة. اللهم لك الحمد حمد الشاكرين لك على مصابهم. الحمد لله على عظيم رزيتي. اللهم ارزقني شفاعة الحسين يوم الورود وثبت لي قدم صدق عندك مع الحسين وأصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام. صلوات
صلوات بر محمد وآل محمد. تمام عالم میں آج ماتم حسین بے کس کا ہو رہا ہے. تمام عالم میں آج ماتم حسین بے کس کا ہو رہا ہے. علم گھروں میں سجے ہوئے ہیں دلوں میں فرش عذاب چھا ہے. تمام عالم میں آج ماتم حسین بے کس کا ہو رہا ہے. سیاہ کپڑے سیاہ چادر غموں کی گرد و غبار سر پر ہے سوگواروں کے اشک جاری کہ سانیے زہرا برداں ہیں تمام عالم میں آج ماتم حسین بے کس کا ہو رہا ہے نہ چشم پر نو ہو کیوں سوالی جلوس ہے زلجنا خالی کہ میرا دل دل سوار مولا کہ میرا دل دل سوار مولا زمین کربل میں سو رہا ہے تمام عالم میں آج ماتم حسین بے کس کا ہو رہا ہے علم مشق سکینہ دیکھو تم مومنو بس یہ کہہ کے رو لو علم مشق سکینہ دیکھو تم مومنو بس یہ کہہ کے رو لو چچا بھتیجی میں کیا ہے نسبت وفائے عباس کیا وفا ہے تمام عالم میں آج ماتم حسین بے کس کا ہو رہا ہے حسین پیڑی میں دل سنبھالے کہ دل سے الجھی سنا نکالے حسین پیڑی میں دل سنبھالے کہ دل سے الجھی سنا نکالے جوان بیٹا لہو میں ڈوبا زمین پیڑی رگڑ رہا ہے جوان بیٹا لہو میں ڈوبا زمین پہ ایڑی رگڑ رہا ہے تمام عالم میں آج ماتم حسین بے کس کا ہو رہا ہے نہ مار برچھی دل نبی پر ابھی ہوئے ہیں جوان اکبر نہ مار برچھی دل نبی پر ابھی ہوئے ہیں جوان اکبر یہ قتل جس کو تو کر رہا ہے یہی تو ہم شکل مصطفیٰ ہیں تمام عالم میں آج ماتم حسین بے کس کا ہو رہا ہے مدینے والوں خاموش رہنا غریب زینب سے کچھ نہ کہنا مدینے والوں خاموش رہنا غریب زینب سے کچھ نہ کہنا بسا ہوا گھر جو لے گئی تھی وہ کربلا میں اجڑ گیا ہے تمام عالم میں آج ماتم حسین بے کس کا ہو رہا ہے عزائے شبیر ہے عبادت جناب زینب کی ہے امانت عزائے شبیر ہے عبادت جناب زینب کی ہے امانت یہ نوحہ تیرے قلم سے محشر یہ نوحہ تیرے قلم سے محشر جناب زہرا کی ایک قطع ہے تمام عالم میں آج ماتم حسین بے کس کا ہو رہا ہے علم گھروں میں سجے ہوئے ہیں دلوں میں فرش عزا بچھا ہے صلوات بر محمد و آل محمد اللہم
درود بر محمد و آل محمد. اللهم صل علی محمد و آل محمد. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ. قلا زوال درسگاہ حسین ہے. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ. قلا زوال درسگاہ حسین ہے. نہ جس کی کوئی مثال ہے, نہ جس کی کوئی مثال ہے, نہ جس کی کوئی نظیر ہے. وہ بے مثال شہنشاہ حسین ہے. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ. قلا زوال درسگاہ حسین ہے. حسین روح کائنات ہے. حسین فخر معجزات ہے. خدا نے جس کو مرحبا, خدا نے جس کو مرحبا ہے نفس مطمئن کہا. وہ کربلا کا مصطفیٰ حسین ہے. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ. قلا زوال درسگاہ حسین ہے. تڑپ چکی شبیہ مصطفیٰ مگر حسین ہے ڈٹا ہوا. پسر جوان کی لاش پہ, پسر جوان کی لاش پہ ہے مطمئن کھڑا رہا. یہ وہ خلیل کربلا حسین ہے. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ. قلا زوال درسگاہ حسین ہے. اللہم صل علی محمد و آل محمد.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. We offer our condolences to the Imam of our time, Ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, in these days of mourning for his grandfather, our master, Aba Abdullah al-Husayn, alayhi salatu wasalam. We will be broadcasting the speech on 90.5 FM, so please tune your radios to 90.5 FM so you can listen to the speech. If you would like to sit on the ground in front of the member during the speech, please recite and please sit on the X's marked in blue on the ground. As we trial this new format of drive-in program so we can continue our traditions of Azadari this year, we ask you all to please abide by the following guidelines so we can all keep each other safe during these uncertain times. If you need to leave your car, please observe 6 feet physical distance and wear a face mask. For the Latmiya and Martham portion, please feel free to stay in your cars. But if you would like to come outside for Latmiya, please spread out as much as possible and stand on the X's marked on the ground in order to maintain social distance. Please do not bring any food items for distribution from home. Packaged tabarruk and drinks will be provided at the center on your way out after the program, following health guidelines. Please do not litter the parking lot, use the trash bins placed at the entrance, and the indoor facility will be limited to bathroom use only on an individual basis. Lastly, please follow all volunteer instructions. These are unique times and we appreciate your patience with these guidelines. Please recite a Fatiha for the Shuhada of Islam, the Marhumin named in our memorial plaque, and for all Marhumin. With that, I would like to welcome Hujjatul Islam Sheikh Hamza Sadagar to deliver his message. Salawat.
صلي على محمد وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين، روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Inshallah, for his health and well-being, let's recite the second one louder. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Inshallah, each and every one of us becomes a true and close companion of that Imam. Let's recite the third one even louder. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Ajjal farajam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to inshallah accept all of the efforts that the brothers and sisters all have put into making this program and any program throughout the globe. These are all majalis of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Inshallah, Allah gives blessings to all of the Muslimin and Muslimat and Mu'mineen and Mu'minat who are involved in this, and that it causes us a closeness, a more proximity to the Imam of our time, inshallah ta'ala. One of the ways that the remembrance of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, or one of the ways we should remember Imam al-Hussein in Muharram, that will cause us to be able to connect to his message, his direction, is to remember the way the Imam was treated by others. There's a couple of ways to look at the scene in Karbala on an overall approach. There's two ways at least, there may be more. One is to look at what the Imam did. One is to look at what his companions did, first and foremost himself and then his companions together collectively, what they did, what the Imam set out to accomplish, when did he have the idea to do this, when did he start moving in that direction, and all of that, and then what he had planned for afterwards, why he brought his family. All of these are elements within the approach of looking at the Imam salamullahi alayhi and what he did. Another approach, another way to look at Karbala is to look at the way others behave towards him, not the Imam or his family or his companions. In other words, there's two other groups of people that remain. One are the ones who came to fight the Imam in person, those who were involved with that decision-making process and wanted it in Sham, in Kufa, in other cities, and also those who knew of it and didn't take a stance worthy. If they did take a stance worthy, even if they didn't arrive in Karbala, they're still combined with and included with the Ashab of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. If I may ask for the echo to be reduced for the speech so people can focus more. Recite a salawat, please. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajah. There were those who arrived in Karbala, but they arrived late. We have this, where people in Basra, lovers of Imam al-Hussein, followers of Imam al-Hussein. Imam al-Hussein wrote letters to them. They came, they arrived late. And they're still ashab of Imam al-Hussein. Others who perhaps wanted, and we haven't seen the records of that in history. History doesn't necessarily record everything. Anyone who took worthy steps that they realized they must for the Imam. If they took those steps, they're ashab of Imam al-Hussein. Leave them aside. That's one side. That's one approach. The others. And we're not talking about those who didn't know. There were those who never heard. Never came to know until it was all done. Then they got the news. Oh, Hussein went from Medina to Mecca. From there he went towards Kufa. Then he went to Karbala. And there this happened and that happened and so on and so forth. Those who had completely or entirely no knowledge of, zero knowledge of what happened, leave them aside as well. Those who knew of the conditions, those who knew of the rise of Imam al-Hussein, besides the ashab and the family of the imam, there are two other groups. Those who acted against the imam and those who didn't act against the imam, but they also did not act in favor of the imam in a worthy way. Looking at these two groups of people can help us remember Imam al-Hussein in a way that will cause us to follow his path, as we were discussing last night. It will help us develop a stronger feeling towards the slogan of Karbala, Hayat min al-Dhilla. It will cause us to move towards wanting to be part of the form of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar that Imam al-Hussein did. I don't know, maybe it's good, very briefly, let me mention this in regards to this idea. Perhaps I've mentioned it earlier, but we think Amr bil Ma'ruf is, and Nahi anil Munkar is when we see a believer who has some weakness in the way they're dressed. Maybe their hijab is not exactly the way we understand the wajib hijab is, for instance, or their prayer, or even less than that. I've been to places, I explained the ruling in regards to the clothing for prayer. I'll mention it because I think it's important we understand. We can't add anything to Islam. The same way we can't take anything out, we can't add anything to Islam. Islam says women want to pray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you need to cover your body. No non-mahram, no one's around. It's fine. You want to pray? For prayer, you need to cover your body. Where? The entire body except for the face, the hands from the wrist down, and the feet if there's no non-mahram around. What about the ruling for men? It's very minimal. Can a male wear shorts to pray? Islam says, yes, you can wear shorts to pray. Some people are like, no, you shouldn't say this. It's wrong. Like, did you make up Islam? Is Islam your religion? Are these your laws? If God had said it, you're right to say yes. It must be. If the Prophet had said it, you're right. If Amir al-Mu'mineen had said it, you're right. If Fatima al-Zahra had said it, you're right. If Imam al-Hussein, Imam al-Sadiq, some of the Imam, if they had said it, which it would find its way to the Risala of Yumarja, most people don't get to read all of Wasail al-Shia. They don't get to read Al-Kafi even, not even all of Wasail al-Shia. Al-Kafi, Man la yahduru al-Faqih, Tahdhib al-Ahkam, Al-Istibsar, Kutub al-Arba'ah, the four major books. Most people don't get to read these, unfortunately, of course. basic version of what the rules derive from them is the Risala of your Marja. The Risala of your Marja should have said it. The Risala of the Marja says it's bare minimum. You can't set laws for yourself. If you don't like your son to wear shorts and perform prayer, you can tell him, I don't like that. Don't say Islam says that. Don't say that your prayer is not correct. Say, I don't like it. The son can say, okay, I will respect you in your presence, but when I'm praying you're not around, I'm not going to do that because God didn't say I need to do that. Yet we think, we're talking about Amr, let's not get distracted here. We think Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar is when we see a boy praying in his shorts, like, Astaghfirullah. Brother, what are you doing? Haram. No, this is not haram, first of all. Even if it was. We think Amr al-Ma'ruf is when you walk into that center, if you see an example that Islam has mentioned to be, there's a sister that's a good sister, she's come here, she wants to attend the majalis, but she's not performing hijab the way that is perfectly way, the way that Islam says. We think Amr al-Ma'ruf is go up to them, what are you doing here, why are you doing this? You can't come in here like this. This is Amr al-Ma'ruf wa Nahy al-Munkar, in our view. This is not Amr al-Ma'ruf wa Nahy al-Munkar. According to Islam, this isn't. Not that it's correct for people not to observe Islamic laws. It's not the case. But if you want to do Amr al-Ma'ruf wa Nahy al-Munkar for a brother or a sister who is coming to an Islamic center for majalis of Imam al-Husayn, is coming to an Islamic center for the prayers, is coming for dua kumail, is coming for these programs, they want to be there, their heart is with Islam, they're a Muslim or Muslima. If you want to tell them that brother or sister, it's better to do this, you want to help them the way we do Amr al-Ma'ruf wa Nahy al-Munkar, nobody wants to come to the majalis. Nobody wants to come to the center. It's a place of misery. Is that good? That's not the way the Ahlul Bayt did. Amr bil-Ma'ruf wa Nahy al-Munkar, you have energy, you want to shout. You want to speak up. Do it towards the Zalim. Do it towards Yazid. Do it towards the Yazids of the time. If you have guts, you want to shout at Amr, at someone who's doing Munkar, shout at the American administration. If you have the guts. If you don't take out your anger against some child who's not performing this little detail of the Ahkam, or this youngster, or that elderly, or that whatever. You have anger against those who are not practicing Islam? Take out your anger against, if you have guts. Imam al-Hussein's Amr bil-Ma'ruf is this. Stand up against Yazid. أَلَا تَرَوْنَ الْحَقِّ لَا يُعْمَلُ بِهِ. Shouting in Mecca where the voices echoed in the absolute silence of all these Muslimin, all these ulama, so-called ulama, that are all silenced against the tyranny of Yazid. And those who today are silent against the tyranny of the Yazids. I want to pick on some mu'min, mu'mina, that has a small little weakness. If you have guts and you have anger, you want to show that towards a munkar, show it towards a real munkar, a big munkar. Towards people of power. Kalimatu haqqin 'inda imamin ja'ir. Someone who's leading a political figure, a president, a political system that's ja'ir, that's oppressive. If you have guts, if you want to do Amr bil-Ma'ruf wa Nahy al-Munkar, do it there. One of the ways that we can remember Imam al-Hussein that would help us with this form of Amr bil-Ma'ruf wa Nahy al-Munkar, instead of picking on a believer that has some weakness and then we push them further away from Islam instead of bringing them closer. One of the ways to do that is to look at the behavior of those who knew of Karbala, knew of the rise of Imam al-Hussein, and simply did not join him or take stances worthy of joining him. How does that help us? How does this cause us to move in the direction of being those who did join
him. We have a hadith that tell us it's not enough to talk about good. In fact, it talks about the rule of the Umayyads. He said, you know what the problem during that time was? The major problem, there's plenty of problems. According to these ahadith, it says the major problem was, although good was being mentioned, wrong was not being mentioned. When you don't mention what wrong is, when you don't mention what people should avoid doing, when you don't mention what bad things are, what munkar is, what haram is, what who bad people are, if you don't mention them, what's going to naturally end up happening is people will not avoid the wrong. They won't get it. They won't realize how bad it is. For instance, if we don't understand, and this is the part that I think I'm going to focus on in this talk here. Not join the bad of those who cheered when they were throwing stones at Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, to a degree we can understand. Understanding the wrong in the dispute between these people that were looting the haram of Imam al-Hussein moments after the blessed and beloved and noble and sacred head of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein was severed from his body. Now they're fighting each other over who's going to take which jewel from which of the daughters of the Imam, or the daughters of the Prophet, or the daughters of the Ahlul Bayt, or the daughters of the companions of the Ahlul Bayt. We can to a degree understand the wrong in that, the bad in that, and hopefully we will never want to do that. But do we understand the bad, the wrong in simply not joining Imam al-Hussein? I don't believe we understand how bad that is. Or at least I think we still have room for improvement. This is an area that we do need to discuss. And again, this is an idea related to the move of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. The rise of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein and what that teaches us today. In the rise of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein was not him being good and not doing the wrong. It was causing others to know what good is and to know what wrong is and to go against the wrong. In other words, we need to understand the wrong in the silence against and the lack of action in the face of a situation like Karbala. We need to understand the wrong in it so much that we would have the energy, the courage, the blood in us boiling when we see people not taking action as they should and moving towards getting those people to move in that direction. Look at Zainab salamullahi alayha. When she entered Kufa after the battle of Karbala, after Ashura, they were taken to Kufa. Women and children and people, they know Zainab. Zainab is not a new figure to them. The only difference is they had never seen Zainab as a captive of war. They had not seen her as a prisoner of war. They had not seen her in that particular attire and in those conditions. They hadn't seen Zainab like that. The way they had seen Zainab was a humble lady, the daughter of Amir al-Mu'mineen. That's the way they had seen Zainab. Now they're seeing Zainab come in, and then they see a noble sacred head on the spears. Is this Hussein ibn Ali? What am I trying to say? I'm not obviously describing to you the people who committed those crimes. These are the people of Kufa that heard about this. Now they're seeing, they heard different things that are happening. They heard the ambassador there. Now they're coming. What's their reaction? What is the reaction of these people? They're not cheering. I'm not talking about those people again. We're talking about the people. There's a conversation that the lady Zainab salamullahi alayha has. She sees people in large numbers, women crying, men crying, seeing the scene. They see what Ubaidullah is doing. They see Abu Abdullah al-Hussein's head on the spear. They're shaken by that. They're crying. Zainab's response to them, what is it? Does she say, you're good? Does she say, oh, you're showing emotions, it's good? Does it say thank you? Does she say that? Does she say thank you for supporting us? She gets on to them. How dare you cry? Who are these people? They're not the people that joined to kill Imam al-Hussein. They're the people that knew about this and sat idly. They didn't do anything about it. Now you want to cry about it? Shame on you. Shame on your tears. What is this shout? Why is she shouting, scolding them? Not because they joined them, because you didn't do it. You're the cause of this. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ الْمُمَهِّدِينَ لَهُمْ بِالتَّمْكِينِ مِنْ قِتَالِكُمْ. We say in Ziyarat Ashura, oh Allah, curse those. They prepared the grounds for them battling you. By how? Lack of actions. They made it possible. They made it possible. If it wasn't for the lovers of Hussein that were silent, this wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't have happened. It's because of their silence that these people could do. 34,000 people gathered against Imam al-Hussein in Karbala. Why? المُمَهِّدِينَ لَهُمْ بِالتَّمْكِينَ مِنْهُ. They made it possible. They made it possible. Those who sat idly, say nothing, do nothing. We don't see it that bad. So it's fine. You know, they don't like to take. We say it, I hear it all the time. Like, yeah, they didn't want to take any sides. Well, shame on them. They didn't want to take any sides. La'natullah alayhim. They didn't want to take any sides. Take the side of haqq. Ziyarat Ashura says, it's not my words. La'natullah alayhim. It's not my words. Wala'anallah al-mumahideena lahum bittamkeena min qitalikum. They didn't want to take sign. This is how we deal with it. Oh, they didn't feel like taking sign. Let's keep out of this. Why? Why is this so justified for us? Why is it so okay for us? You're either going to support haqq or you are part of what is causing haqq not to succeed. And you're mal'oon because of that. This is how bad it is. I'm not talking about any individual. Inshallah, God save me. Maybe I'm one of them. Al-ayadu billah. I hope God kills me before anything like this happens. If in any scenario, brothers and sisters, today, there is a haqq and batil, or both are batil. You need to identify that. Every one of us has got to identify that. If it's haqq and we say, well, we don't want to get involved with that. لَعَنَ اللَّهُ الْمُمَهَّدِينَ لَهُمْ بِالتَّمْكِينَ مِنْ قِتَالِهِمْ. The la'na applies to us. It applies to me. if I don't do anything? Is Islam alive today or is it not, brothers and sisters? Is Islam of the Prophet alive today or is it not? Islam of the Prophet is not an Islam that is for your prayer mat in your house. The Prophet didn't do that. He didn't stay in his house and perform the prayer. He went in front of the mushrikun, those who hated his guts, right there, right in front of the Kaaba. They're coming idly, worshipping their idols in Arabic. In Arabic, he says, La ilaha illallah. None of this is anything. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. He calls the adhan with Amir al-Mu'mineen and Lady Hajar salamullah alayhim ajma'in. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You and I here, we're not Arabs. You call adhan on capital here, it means nothing. The Prophet, the Islam of the Prophet, the prayer of the Prophet is this. They hated his guts. They, on the way to Masjid al-Haram, they used to disrespect him, throw ashes on him. Whatever trash they had, throw, dump the garbage on him. They didn't want him. Yet to the Holy Prophet every day, go to Masjid al-Haram. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. In prayer, saying La ilaha illallah, none of these idols or anything. These are not gods. They hear it, they're irritated. They're leaders. The juhal, they may be irritated as well, but not as much. And they need to be guided. They're ignorant. But the leaders of kufr, a'immatul kufr, the Abu Sufyans, the Abu Jahls, the Abu Lahabs. The Prophet didn't pray at home. Say, so whoever likes to come, no. وَالَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَالدِّينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. He's the one who sent his messenger with guidance and the religion of truth for it to prevail over all other ideologies. It's the responsibility of the Prophet and anyone who follows him. The responsibility of Amir al-Mu'mineen and anyone who follows him. The responsibility of Fatima al-Zahra and anyone who follows her. The responsibility of all the Imams. The responsibility of Imam al-Hujja ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. That he will complete. He's been working on this for over 1,000 years. يَمْلَأُ الْعَدْلَ يَمْلَأُ الْأَرْضَ عَدْلًا وَقِسْطًا وَقِسْطًا وَعَدْلًا كَمَا مُلِئَتْ ظُلْمًا وَجَوْرًا. He will complete that task. He will complete it. This is the Islam of the Prophet. Is it alive? Does the Prophet currently have followers? The types of followers that would do what the Prophet says? Didn't Imam al-Hussein shout at the people for not doing this type of Islam? Do you not see that the laws of Allah are not being implemented? Why are you silent? Why are you complacent? Why are you doing this? Why aren't you taking any steps? Why aren't you rising against this? That's the whole thing of Imam al-Hussein. That's his conversation with the people. He's not saying to them, oh yeah, you didn't have a leader, now I'm come to you. Are you not Muslim? Didn't you read the Quran? Do you see the Quran being implemented? If you don't, why are you silent about it? This Islam, the Islam that wants the fresh air of Islam against the pollution of all other ideologies. The fresh air of Islam that will give life to humanity. A follower of the Prophet like this, a follower of Imam al-Hussein like this, a follower of Amir al-Mu'mineen like this, cannot stand idly seeing a part of the world is being kept away from this guidance because of some tyrant. Because of someone who's telling them that the Prophet is the Prophet of terrorism. Someone who says that the Prophet is, al-ayadu billah, a pervert. Someone who says that Islam is this, is that. give them a wrong impression of what it is, and because of that, they don't want Islam. A follower of the Prophet is like this. Does this world currently, at this day and age, brothers and sisters, do we have such believers? Is Islam still alive? This is the life of Islam. Or is it dead? Seems like it's alive to me. I don't know. You guys tell me what you see. What I see is that no, it's alive. After a period where there was barely any life left in it, Islam is currently alive. And it's growing stronger and stronger and stronger daily. I'll tell you a story, this idea that I presented, it's really interesting. That we, unfortunately, I talk about myself as well. I don't see myself being such. I envy those who are. Those who can't, they just irritated day in and day out, seeing that Islam is not seen by everyone as it is and accepted by everyone as it is. Because if you understand what Islam is, unless you're a bad person, which there are very few in this world, you'd be accepting it. It's because of those bad people and our lack of action that you have the situation. The majority of the world is not Muslim. Okay? There are people that this kills them. They can't stand this. There's one of the shuhada. They have a statue of him right by the Israeli border. His name is Haj Ahmed Mutawassilian. Great man. He was martyred probably because he was abducted. They weren't sure, but it's pretty clear he was probably martyred in the first few hours or days of his abduction in Lebanon. He was there as part of the group of believers that were to train the believers in Lebanon that wanted to form Hezbollah or had formed Hezbollah. They were giving them military training. One of the commanders from the Islamic Republic, based on the order of Imam Khomeini, they went over there to help when the Israeli invasion occurred. An amazing person. I can't really spend too much time talking about him. His sentence, he says, it's a famous saying of his. He says, wherever throughout the globe there is a Muslim that says, Ya lal Muslimin, we will go there and assist them. And wherever there isn't a Muslim to call out, Ya lal Muslimin, we will go and put a Muslim there so that they can call out, Ya lal Muslimin, and we go and assist them. This is the spirit of Islam. Okay. This is alive. There is a movement, brothers and sisters, and there's a movement against it. There's the Islamic global revolution that has started in current day Iran, and the believers in the region have joined it from various countries. Now it's starting to bear more fruits in Lebanon, in Syria, in Iraq, in Yemen. As you can see, just listen to these believers. They consider Islam to be the factor that brings them together. The ukhuwah, innama al-mu'minuna ikhwah. Believers are ikhwa. It doesn't matter what language you speak, what color skin you have, what region you live in. What matters is you mu'minuna, innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa. They believe in this and they consider their shuhada, regardless of that. If there's a shaheed in Lebanon, it's a shaheed of the Iraqis, of the Iranians, of the Afghans, of the Pakistanis, of the Bahrainis, of the Yemenis, of the Hijazis, of the Egyptians. And if there's a shaheed in Iraq, it's the shaheed of the Iranians and the Afghans and the Pakistanis and the Syrians and the Lebanese and the Egyptians and the Yemenis and Hijazis and Bahrainis and so on and so forth. There is such a thing. There are followers of Hussein that are moving on that path. And there are Yazidis. There are Yazidis that are against them, sanctions, embargoes. Media for over 40 years bombarding so much negativity, so many lies to get the Muslimin to abandon this group, this fi'a to Ahl al-Haqq, the believers that are moving on the path of the 12th Imam. Wars. Daesh was unleashed because of them. Why do you think in the early days of the Western invasion of the Muslim lands in the colonial times, there was no Daesh? There was no Al-Qaeda. There was none of these Sepah Sahaba and these different terrorist organizations that are killing Muslimin from amongst Muslimin. When they came in, those of the Muslimins that had courage, that had training, that had guts, that knew Islam, they stood against them from whatever sect, Shia, Sunni, in Egypt, Sunnis, in other places, Sunnis, in Iraq, Shias, in Iran, Shias. Elsewhere, these are the ones I know. The ones I don't know, unfortunately, I'm ignorant of. I don't know. I'm telling you what I know, the parts that I know. In the Indian subcontinent, those, at the time there was no separation of country, the Indian subcontinent, believers there, their battle was against the colonialists. Now you have these terrorist organizations that, before anyone else, they're killing Muslimin. Why? What is it? They're created for what purpose? Don't let the media convince you of these guys are against kuffar. I don't know if they were against kuffar, they wouldn't go and behead Muslimin, so many of them, in Iraq, in Syria, in such horrific ways, and then film it and watch it. What is this? Is not Islam. Anyone who's read a word of the Quran, this is not Islam. Yeah, this is what the CIA does. This is what they did to the people in Korea. This type of stuff are things that they did to people in the dungeons in Israel. These are the types of things that they would do to people in Vietnam. These are the type of things that the colonialists did before these days. It's recorded in history, in the Americas, in the West Indies. That's the type of behavior they would show. Islam doesn't have that type of track record. Why did they create Daesh? If it's theirs, why did they create Daesh in Muslim lands? Because they want to use Muslimin against this rising Islam, this living Islam. They're trying to infect Muslimin with the virus of this false form of Islam within Muslim lands to combat the real believers. This is going on, brothers and sisters. We can't be oblivious to it either. The media is bombarding this. You're hearing it 24/7. You can't say it's like the time of Imam al-Hussein. We were in Egypt. The news got to us by the time it was over. We were in, I don't know, Morocco. News got to us when it was already done. We were in Uzbekistan. By the time news got to us, it was already over. You're hearing it. It's been 40 plus years. This is happening. We can either be of those who join it, who help it, who support the movement of Imam al-Hussein, the movement of the 12th Imam, As the ahadith have described, mawtahum shuhada, people who will rise from the east, it's these believers. Qatlahum shuhada, the ones who are killed from amongst them, these are shuhada, they're different. Doesn't talk about any ethnic background. This is the east. This is the east of the world. The east of the world. That's the region they're coming from. You either join them. Most of us, inshallah, are not against them. I want us to understand this from Karbala, brothers and sisters. The same way Zainab shouted at those who, even when they saw the negative effects of it on the Ahlul Bayt, they were crying. She said, shame on you. That's how bad what you did was. This cry means nothing right now. The time of action, you were missing in action. These crocodile tears mean nothing now. It's too bad what you have done. What? Did they take swords against the movement? Did we have... Are we speaking against this movement today? Are we speaking against Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah? Are we speaking against Hezbollah? Are we speaking against Hamas? Are we speaking against the Islamic Republic? Are we speaking against Ayatollah Khamenei? Are we speaking against Sipah? Are we speaking against Hashd al-Sha'bi? Are we speaking against the Syrian government? Well, some of us are. Well, the Syrian government, that is something that the enemy fooled us, some of us. But most of us. Are we speaking against the believers in Yemen? Most of us aren't. But is that enough? Do we see how lack of action, lack of support, proper support, worthy support, worthy actions that make you be part of that, how bad and how horrible it is? If we saw how horrible it is when we're seeing this before our hands, before our eyes, we wouldn't say, well, I'd rather not take a side here. Shame on you for not taking a side here. Whoever it is, whether it's me or whoever, if you ever see me saying, oh, it's better if we're not taking a side here, shame on me. And la'natullah alayya, because of that word in Ziyarat Ashura, can be said, the cause of... If all, Imam Khomeini said this, if all of the Muslimin will unite, would the Zionists be able to kill the believers of the Shia and the Sunni in Lebanon and in Palestine? No, they wouldn't be able to. If the Muslimin would unite, they wouldn't be able to do any of that. If the Muslimin united, Daesh would have been a piece of cake. They took a lot of lives. They wouldn't even be able to create that. If Muslimin were united on Haq, the Americans would not have been able to invade Iraq and cause so much destruction and decide what they want to do with the lives of the people of Iraq and the oil of Iraq and when they want to leave, when they don't want to leave. The people are saying, look, get out of our country. Like, no, we're not leaving. This is our land, man. Get the heck out of here. If the Muslimin were united, if the Muslimin all acted in this way, why isn't it lack of action by many? If we know and we are not taking appropriate action, whatever that is, go figure out for yourself. We're not telling people what appropriate action is, but the idea is understand how bad, how evil, how wrong inaction is, lack of action is, not taking action, not supporting Haq is. It's not enough for you not to join the enemies of Islam, the enemies of Imam al-Hussein, Shimr and Umar ibn Sa'd, la'anallah الْمُمَهِّدِينَ لَهُمْ بِالتَّمْكِينِ مِنْ قِتَالِكُمْ. Those who didn't, we have another line, it says, وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً أَسْرَجَتْ وَأَلْجَمَتْ وَتَنَقَّبَتْ لِقِتَالِكُمْ. Those who prepared their horses to come and join the army. That's another group of people. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ الْمُمَهِّدِينَ لَهُمْ بِالتَّمْكِينِ مِنْ قِتَالِكُمْ. They made it possible. Who made it? With their lack of action. Understand how horrible this is, how bad it is. It's not only wrong to join the killers of the believers, to support the killers of the believers. That's not the only thing that's bad. Not doing anything while the believers are being sanctioned. They're being killed. They're being given a bad name. If they speak of the believers in a negative light in a session, and you're there and you can speak, it is a position of you speaking, and you just say, you know what, I'm just not going to do anything. Are you part of what's making this possible? I'm trying to tell us, based on what we have in the ziyarat, in the ahadith, in the verses of the Quran, how bad it is for one not to take action when it's necessary, for joining Ahlul Haqq, joining the movement of the 12th Imam, joining the Imam before his rise. Again, this is hadith. I've mentioned it a number of times. We need to get out of this mentality that the Imam is not doing anything. He is inactive. And he's going to come at some time and start doing this. We need to get rid of this. This is not our Imam. The Holy Prophet said, Tuba, good tidings, liman, and he describes them. Those who at the end of times, one of the lines is this, يَأْتَمُونَ بِهِ قَبْلَ قِيَامِهِ. There are those who do i'timam, they follow. There's got to be followers of the 12th Imam before he is seen. قَبْلَ قِيَامِهِ. The Imam is active. The Imam is doing things. The believers that are on the path of Haqq, that are moving in the right directions, are the ones that the Holy Prophet has described here. يَأْتَمُونَ بِهِ. Shaheed Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis is one of the figures. Shaheed Haj Qasim Sulaimani is one of these figures. Shaheed Haj Imad Mughniyah is one of these figures. The Shuhada of Yemen are these people. The Shuhada of Iraq, the Shuhada of the Islamic Republic, the Shuhada of Afghanistan, the Shuhada of Pakistan, who fought against this dhulm, who fought against this tyranny. They have found the line of the 12th Imam. يَأْتَمُونَ بِهِ قَبْلَ قِيَامِهِ. It's not enough for us not to join their enemies. That's not enough. That's horrible enough if we would have, God forbid, if any of us have helped the U.S. military in that region, in whatever name, even as translators. It's not enough not to be of them. It's important to join Ahlul Haqq. Join the movement of the 12th Imam, inshallah. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us to that. It's easy to say these things. Very easy to say. It's not easy to do. It's not easy to act. It's easy to blame Sulaiman ibn Surad al-Khaza'i or al-Khuza'i, who knew of the plans of Imam al-Husayn, who was part of the planning of it since the time of Imam al-Mujtaba. Yet, after the initial letters, the gathering of people, he gathered people to write letters to Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. They wrote letters to Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, and conditions flipped. Sulaiman is not present there. He didn't take anybody there. Habib went, Sulaiman didn't. Habib was seen as just an average mu'min, average maybe lover of Amir al-Mu'mineen. He didn't have any followers. He wasn't the head or chief of any tribe. He didn't have any status as such. Just an average believer with his iman. He was seen as one of the teachers of Quran. That's basically it. Sulaiman was a tribe leader. He was someone that had people following him. Habib didn't have any of that. He joined Imam al-Husayn. Sulaiman didn't join Imam al-Husayn. It's easy for me to sit here and say, why didn't Sulaiman join? It's difficult for me to join the movement of the Imam of our time. If it's difficult, Sulaiman Sulaiman was one of the ones who went to Imam al-Husayn. This is a good example. Sulaiman ibn Surat al-Khuza'i, after the treaty of Imam al-Mujtaba and Imam al-Husayn, led by Imam al-Mujtaba, the second Imam, with Muawiyah, Sulaiman went all the way from Kufa all the way to Medina to debate with Imam al-Mujtaba, why are you not fighting Muawiyah with a bunch of people? Why are we not doing this? Didn't you see Muawiyah said, I stand on this piece of paper, means nothing. It's beneath my feet. There's no respect, no treaty, none of the lines in it I'm going to abide by. Didn't you see that? Why are we not fighting? This is Sulaiman. Over 10 years before Karbala, Imam al-Hasan, salamullah alayhi, mazloom, took him in the back room, said a few words. Sulaiman came out, zipped up his mouth, said, guys, let's go back to Kufa. They started working. As soon as Yazid died, news got out, he starts gathering people. Why? Because Imam al-Mujtaba said, this is the plan. There's a time for it. This is not, we got to prepare for this. You knew about this for over 10 years. You were the one who went to Imam al-Mujtaba and said, why are we not fighting? Now's the time to go over and do this. We're the ones that say, Imam al-Hujjah, the earth is filled with dhulm. Imam al-Hujjah, there's so many mu'mineen that are dying. Imam al-Hujjah, believers are getting killed. Imam al-Hujjah, there's embargoes against us. Imam al-Hujjah, this. Imam al-Hujjah, that. Well, Imam al-Hujjah has started his move. It's apparent. It's very evident. For anyone who's read the ahadith, it's very evident. Without us seeing him, it's started. We will see him. There will come a time. Shame on me who say all of this and then I don't, inshallah. We ask Imam al-Hujjah. I don't know. I feel like I need to remember Hur and act like him for the Imam of our time. My lack of action, I wasn't part of the military of your oppressors. I didn't do that. But I confess, I didn't do what you wanted for me to do either. And because of my lack of action, it is that the conditions are such. And we go to the 12th Imam and say, Ya Hujjat ibn al-Hasan, Ruhi fidak, Ya Mawlai, we need your acceptance and help us and support us. You take our hands, you help us. Your grandfather, Imam al-Husayn, gave courage to Hur. He said that I was the first who stopped you and have faced you as a foe. Let me be the first that goes and battles for you in this battle. He went out as the first person, it's recorded. He didn't get killed in that first round. He's a very worthy warrior. He brought all of that for Imam al-Husayn. Inshallah, sallallahu alayka ya mazlum. Sallallahu alayka ya أيها الشهيد بكربلاء عطشانا. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you. My beloved Imam al-Husayn, May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you. My beloved oppressed Imam, the Imam who was slaughtered by the shores of the Euphrates while his mouth was dry of thirst. روحي فداك يا مولاي. On the day of Ashura, Imam al-Hussein gave his lecture. O people, do you not know who I am? Do you not know who my father was? Do you not know my mother is the daughter of the Prophet? Have I done anything wrong to you? Most of the people on the side of the enemies started making noise. Imam al-Hussein said to them, you should be doing that. مُلِئَتْ بُطُونُكُمْ مِنَ الْحَرَامِ. But there was one person who was moved. He went to Umar ibn Sa'd the Mal'un. He said to him, O son of Sa'd, are you really going to fight this man? He said, yes, the fight of which the least, the heads will be flying and limbs and legs. Hur left, he started moving aside. What should I do? He says, I saw myself between paradise and hell. Wallah, I won't accept and I won't choose hell over paradise. He asked one of his comrades, have you given water to your horse? He says, I saw Hur was using and looking for an excuse to leave. I said, no, I haven't. Hur took the horse, started drifting away from the crowd, starting to move towards the camp of Imam al-Hussein. Now what can he do? I'm the one who's caused you to be here. I'm the one who stood in your face and said, I can't allow you to go towards Kufa. I'm the one who has caused your children to not have water today. How can I go back to Hussein? But where else do I have to go besides Hussein? I'm not sure how exactly he did it. Some have said he carried his sword over his hands, his boots off, walking towards Imam al-Hussein, too ashamed to look at his face. Ya ibn Rasulillah, is there any room for repentance? Can I ask you for forgiveness? Let's all say this. Ya Baqiyat Allah, I know I have done wrong towards you. I know you remember me daily and I don't remember you weekly or monthly even. Ya Hujjat Allah, I don't have what it takes to come to you and ask you for forgiveness. But ya Baqiyat Allah, where else can I go? I don't have any other place to go. Imam al-Hussein looks at Hur. He says, don't worry, anta hurrun kama sammatka ummuk. You're a free man as your mother called you. Stand up, be proud. What happens? A man who was with Yazid, a man who was with Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad, a man who was with Shimr, with Umar ibn Sa'd, comes and joins Imam al-Hussein. His last breath, Imam al-Hussein, is over his body. Imagine what Hur is going to. Who am I, the son of Zahra, to come to my body? I don't deserve this. Inshallah, Imam al-Hujjah will forgive us. Inshallah, he will accept us. Ala la'natullah ala al-qawm al-zalimeen. وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون يا حسين.
Ya Hussein. Shabir zamane ko ata kaun karega? Shabir zamane ko ata kaun karega? Shabir zamane ko ata kaun karega? Zainab ke siva kar khuda Zainab ke siva kar khuda kaun karega? Shabir zamane ko ata kaun karega? Shabir zamane ko ata kaun karega? Sartan se juda hote hi Zainab ye pukari, Sartan se juda hote hi Zainab ye pukari. Quran bhala humse juda kaun karega? Quran bhala humse juda kaun karega? Shabir zamane ko ata kaun karega? Shabir zamane ko ata kaun karega? Sadiyon se isi soch mein gum kar wo bala thi, sadiyon se isi soch mein gum kar wo bala thi. Hoon khaak mujhe khaake shifa kaun karega? Hoon khaak mujhe khaake shifa kaun karega? Shabir zamane ko ata kaun karega? Zainab ke siva kar khuda Zainab ke siva kar khuda kaun karega? Shabir zamane ko ata kaun karega? Sunte hain aliya te hain momin ki lahad mein, sunte hain aliya te hain momin ki lahad mein. Ye sun ke bhi jeene ki dua kaun karega? Ye sun ke bhi jeene ki dua kaun karega? شبیر زمانے کو عطا کون کرے گا یا حسین
یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین شمع سے شمع جلے سلسلہ جاری رہے ہم رہیں یا نہ رہیں یہ آزاداری رہے شمع سے شمع جلے سلسلہ جاری رہے ہم رہیں یا نہ رہیں یہ آزاداری رہے شمع سے شمع جلے سلسلہ جاری رہے ہم رہیں یا نہ رہیں یہ آزاداری رہے شمع سے شمع جلے اپنی نسلوں کو سکھاتے رہو ماتم کا ہنر سینہ در سینہ کرے بس یہ آزادار سفر جیسے حالات بھی ہوں شمع سے شمع جلے یہ آزاداری رہے ہم رہیں یا نہ رہیں یہ آزاداری رہے شمع سے شمع جلے لاکھ بدلے یہ زمانے کے روش اور موسم ایک پل بھی نہ رکے اشک شہ کا جنوں زین پر تاری رہے ہم رہیں یا نہ رہیں یہ آزاداری رہے شمع سے شمع جلے یہ آزاداری رہے ہم رہیں یا نہ رہیں یہ آزاداری رہے شمع سے شمع چلے تم اگر ذاکر شبیر ہو یہ یاد رہے چاہے اس غم کے لیے سر بھی کٹے گھر بھی جلے حرمت فرش ہزار جان سے پیاری رہے ہم رہیں شمع سے شمع جلے یہ آزاداری رہے ہم رہیں یا نہ رہیں یہ آزاداری رہے شمع سے شمع جلے ماؤں بہنوں کو پیغام میرا صرف یہی اپنے بچوں کو جلو سے نانوں کو تم کبھی یہ شہادت ہے شرف یہ شرف جاری رہے ہم رہیں یا نہ رہیں یہ آزاداری رہے شمع سے شمع جلے یہ آزاداری رہے ہم رہیں شمع سے شمع جلے یا حسین
یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین
صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا خیر خلق اللہ ویا خاتم النبیین وصفوة المرسلین
صلى الله عليك يا أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وصي رسول الله صلى الله عليك يا فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين صلى الله عليك يا أبا محمد يا حسن ابن علي أيها المجتبى صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته صلى الله عليك يا غريب الغرباء ويا معين الضعفاء والفقراء سلطان أبا الحسن يا علي بن موسى أيها الرضا المرتضى صلى الله عليك وعلى آبائك وأبنائك جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته صلى الله عليك يا مولاي يا بقية الله يا حجة الله روحي فداك عجل الله تعالى فرجك وسهل الله تعالى مخرجك وظهورك وجعلنا من خير أعوانك وأنصارك والمستشهدين بين يديك صلى الله عليكم يا أهل بيت النبوة جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته